We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Later on today, there's a chance for those of you who may have trouble getting onto a trail. Maybe you have, you're in a wheelchair or have a walker. But today's a chance for you to do that later on today. It's called the Roll and Stroll event, and it's at the Bush Greenway in St. Charles. And here to tell us all about it is a volunteer there, Marilyn Machen. Marilyn, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for asking me to join you.
Well, this sounds like a really neat thing because a lot of people probably like to hit the trails, but they may not feel comfortable. They may not be able to. But I guess this is a chance for them to go out and take a nice stroll, so to speak.
Yes, it is an opportunity for people who use assistive devices, such as a wheelchair, walker, as you mentioned, scooter, or maybe parents put their kids in a wagon. On the back of a bicycle, and take them out into the woods and get a chance to enjoy nature.
And so what can they bring? What do they need to bring to take part in this?
They can bring any electric or battery-operated equipment. We will not allow gas-powered equipment on the trail. There are no restrooms, so people need to plan accordingly. We're also asking that people bring water with them and bring some bug spray.
Now, what if somebody is say, in a wheelchair, but they have no one to really help them much? Will there be people there to help them take this stroll down the path?
We will have volunteers that will assist them taking their chair out of the car and waiting if it's a child and the parents are going to go park their car someplace, then we will have a volunteer that will wait with them while the car is being parked. And then volunteers will be stationed and strolling and biking along the trail also to help and assist or just to greet and talk to people as they travel the trail.
That sounds like a really nice way to spend some time on this Saturday evening. What kind of trail is it and how long is this event?
The trail is approximately 7/10 of a mile one way. It hooks up with the Katy Trail. It is a wide paved trail with a slope in it, and it wanders through the woods. So there's a creek that rumbles nearby and trees and flowers and just hopefully nice weather.
And so it is something that if you are pushing somebody in a wheelchair, something along those lines, it's doable.
It is doable. And then it is designed that people can start anytime they want, and they can go as far as they want and turn around and come back, stop and rest. So I said the trail, it's a relatively short trail, but to someone who might be pushing a wheelchair, that might seem a long way to go. So as I said, they can go as far as they want. Stop, turn around, and or take a break. People will help them if they desire that, but we are not there to really push people or push them in their chairs. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you should probably bring some things that you would anytime you go on a trail, like wear a helmet if you need one, also water, bug spray, and things like that.
Correct. I did not mention that people who ride bicycles are welcome to join us, and people who use three-wheeled bicycles are welcome to join us. Anyone who is using a bicycle, we request that they do wear a helmet.
Visiting with Marilyn Machen about the Roll and Stroll. This is at the Bush Greenway, and it's from 5 to 7, actually, this evening. Is this the first year you've done this, or is this kind of an annual thing?
First year I've done this. I'm a volunteer with the Missouri Department of Conservation, and I, along with the Recreation Council of Greater St. Louis, plan various programs for people who have disabilities. This program, we've attempted it three other times. Last year it got rained out, and then twice in the spring this year, it was flooded out. And so we're excited to do it, be able to do it tonight. Other programs that I've done for people with disabilities have been fishing programs. I've done a hayride. We've done scavenger hunts, any kind of activity that we can think of that will get people out into nature.
It sounds wonderful. I love being out in nature. I love walking trails. And for those who can't do it, this is really, really a great opportunity. And again, it's the Roll and Stroll on the Bush Greenway in St. Charles from 5 to 7 this evening. And Marilyn, where can we go to find out some more information?
You can go to the Missouri Department Facebook page and look up events. You can also look up the Missouri Department of Conservation website and look for events, and it should be listed there. That's probably the most likely place that they would find it. If people are on the Recreation Council's website, they should be able to find it there also.
Sounds good. A great evening it's going to be, and that's, again, from 5 to 7 at the Bush Greenway in St. Charles. Marilyn, again, thank you very much, and have a great evening.
Thank you, Brian, for having me. Thank you.
Coming up next on Total Information AM, the news.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.